Turn with us in your Bibles tonight to a very, very familiar set of scriptures. You know, it's not things that we hear that we've never heard before. But sometimes we need to hear it again. And Paul the Apostle said, I tell you again as I told you before. So we're going to read some very familiar verses in the fourth chapter of 2 Kings tonight. And I pray that God will help us. We need the Lord's help, don't we? Does anybody here need the Lord's help? Amen. We're going to start reading at verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 4. If you have it, would you please stand with us for the reading of the Word of God? Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, except a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad, of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Did you get that? Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. It doesn't say that the oil just stayed for 6 months. It just stayed. Praise God. You may be seated. The Lord help me tonight. I've been dwelling on this all day long. And I want to talk to you about we have struck oil. Praise God. Y'all like oil? Amen. When you read these verses of Scripture, it's nothing new. Very old text. But one of the sons of the prophets died, and his wife, like the wives of most prophets and preachers, she's left penniless. Sad story, but it's true. And the creditors demanded their money, being determined to take her two sons as bondmen. So she came to Elisha, who was now the head of the schools of the prophets, and begged her for relief. He told her to borrow all the vessels she could and pour into them from the little pot of oil which she had in the house. I want you to get this. Amen. When she did so, all the vessels were filled. And I think innumerable other vessels could have been filled if she'd have had them. She borrowed all she could, and they were still full. Amen. Elisha told her to sell the oil and pay her debt. I want to tell you, this is a notable miracle. In reading about the life of Elisha, he asked for a double portion of Elijah's blessing and power. Anybody here believe that? This is the seventh miracle that Elisha performed. Amen. I want the Lord to help me tonight. I want to talk to you from these verses of Scripture. I used to live in the Midwest, Texas, and Oklahoma for a number of years. And the first year me and my wife were married, we lived in West Oklahoma. They have a lot of oil wells out there. There was a Gulf Oil Company then, in those years, was drilling not very far from where we lived. And I would go and see, and I'd just watch those men as they manned those well drilling rigs. Amen. The men that actually does the labor with the drill and bits were called roughnecks. I want the Lord to help me here. Y'all going to stay with me for a while, aren't you? Amen. And the Gulf Oil Company there, they drilled for days and weeks and even months in the same well. Those men that handled the big, long, each drill bit was 20 foot long. And they would drill down until it had reached the bottom of the oil derrick. And they would, with the crane, bring another drill bit over. And they would screw that in to that bit that just went down. And they'd drill another 20 feet. And then another, are y'all still here? Another drill bit would come and they'd screw that one in. And amen. And that sometime they would drill for months. Amen. I don't know what y'all going to do with this, but there was times they drilled dry holes. Those years they didn't have the technology that they got today. They can just walk out on the land with their technology and they can tell you where there's oil there or not. But those years were different. Sometimes they drilled dry holes. So they'd just pull out, move the entire rig. Amen. Y'all still here? They'd put it down somewhere else and start over. I don't know about y'all folks around here, but there's been times I've been to church and drilled dry holes. Hello here. Amen. Brother L.D. Moore from Oklahoma is my friend. He's deceased now. He was certainly a prophet of our time. And he said, I hate dry preaching, especially when I do it myself. There's been a few times I have had that experience. But I want to tell you, praise God. There's been other times that I drilled and the oil flowed. Praise God. Amen. When they would drill those holes and they'd finally strike oil, those oil derricks was higher than the top of this tent. Amen. And when they would strike oil, amen, sometimes that there would be such pressure in the ground that when they struck that oil vein, help me here, oil, oil came up all the way to the top of those derricks. It was like a giant fissure. Praise God. Amen. And when it went up, Amen. At the top of those derricks, that oil flowed down, fell all over everybody, amen, that was within its reach. Oh, God. Amen. We struck oil here last night. We struck oil here night before last. We struck oil Monday night. I'd like, come on here. I don't want to drill a dry hole tonight, but I'd like to drill deep enough and strike that vein, that miracle-working vein, that the power of God will flow and that oil, amen, will saturate everybody in this sanctuary. Praise God. Somebody say amen. I heard a story some years ago now, and I've never forgot it. There was an old farmer. Amen. Had a good farm. He had farmed it most all his life. It was his father's farm, and he passed it down to his son. And one day, amen, some well-dressed men came on his farm and said, "We have reason to believe that you've got oil on this property. Anybody got any oil around here? We have reason to believe you got oil on this property. Amen. We'll pay you X number of dollars for the rights to this oil." The old farmer thought about it and he said, "Well, give me a few days." He thought about it and he said, "If there's oil here, amen, why should I, come on here, let them come and drill? I'll just get a drill and rig myself, and I'll drill for oil." Amen. So he did. He went out and bought him an oil drilling rig, and he drilled, and he drilled, and he drilled. No oil. Praise God. Amen. He drilled until he ran out of money. Amen. He went and sold old Bessie, the milk cow. And he drilled some more. Praise God. Amen. He ran out of money. He went and sold his hogs and his pigs. Amen. Come on here. Amen. He sold about everything he had so he could drill for oil. He said, "If I ever strike oil, amen, I won't have to worry about a milk cow or pigs." Amen. Sometime God wants you to get rid of everything in your life, amen, that's hindering you from his blessings. Woo! Glory to God, I'm feeling better. One day, sure enough, that old farmer struck oil. Praise God. And it came up out of the ground, and he was so excited. He had him. Amen. He had oil on his hands. Woo, I'm feeling better. He had a hard hat on and he wanted to tell his wife, "I struck oil." Woo, glory to God. Amen. He wanted to carry some oil to the house and show her. So he said, "Well, I don't have a bucket." So he took his hard hat off and caught the oil in the hard hat. He went to the house. Praise God. Amen. His hands were oily, so he couldn't even open the door. Amen. Help me here. Amen. He hollered for his wife, "Susie." Amen. And finally, come on here. Amen. He got to where he wanted her to come to the door. Amen. So he said, "I've got to get in the house and show her I got oil." Amen. So he took both hands, amen, and took that, great God, come on here, that hard hat full of oil and turned it back on his head. And with both hands, he opened the knob, amen, and went on the back porch. And she came to the door and he said, she said, "You don't have to tell me. I can see it all over you. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, you don't have to tell me when you got the Holy Ghost. I can see it all over you." Woo! We are striking oil. Amen. And you need this anointing oil. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here. Matter of fact, the Holy Ghost is referred to as an anointing oil. Somebody say amen. If you were to read Exodus chapter 30, amen, and read all the way down in that chapter, God gave the instructions of the ingredients, amen, special ingredients that was to go in this oil. Amen. Come on here. He said this oil is holy. Help me. Y'all stay with me as long as you can tonight. Amen. And verse 32, he said, nobody is to make any like unto it. This is holy oil, holy unto the Lord. Amen. If anybody, come on here, makes any like unto it, amen, let him be accursed. I want to tell you, we've got a generation on our hands now that's trying to make imitations, amen, that looks like and sounds like the Holy Ghost, but it ain't the real thing. When the real Holy Ghost comes, it'll fall all over you, amen, and everybody will know. Somebody say praise the Lord. Job. Amen. Job chapter 29 verse 6. Woo. And the rock poured me out rivers of oil. I just want to tell you tonight, there's no limit to what God has for you in this blessed Holy Ghost experience. Somebody said, help me here. I got the Holy Ghost 20 years ago. That's great. But you need an update. You need a refilling. There is one initial filling, but there are many refillings. Help me here. Man, I want to say, amen, I'm in trouble here tonight. Amen, if it's been, amen, 2 years since you spoke in tongues, amen, you need a refilling. And you need to get in that place with God where it's just you and Him. Come on here. I like to go to camp meeting like this and everybody's worshiping, amen, and shouting the victory and running. But there's times when you need to get alone with God. Just you and Him. Amen. And swing wide the door of your soul and say, Holy Ghost, come in here. Amen. Come on here. Look and see if there's any trash in there. Look and see if there's things in there that ought not to be. And if it is, get it out. Sanctify my soul and my life and my heart. I want the anointing. Somebody say amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you. Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. And then it would lift. Come on here. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David. Am I doing all right here? Amen. But Jesus said, glory. Amen. This blessing, it shall not only be with you, but it shall be in you. Wells of living water springing up unto everlasting life. I'd like to see somebody here tonight get healed. I'd like to see somebody get delivered from sin. I'd like to see somebody get rid of their habits. Amen. And ask God to give them a refilling of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Isaiah said, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I was reading the other day in Psalms 133, verse 2. talking about the anointing that came upon the great head of Christ. He said, are y'all still here? He said, verse 2, like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. Praise God. That anointing which came on Christ flows right on down to the remotest member of his body. Amen. Who will accept this precious oil? Did you know we are members of his body? He's the head of this body. We are members of his body. There are times, Brother Dismore, I just feel like, come on here. I'm only the toe, but I'm in the body. Praise God. And that anointing that flows from him, amen, flows all over his, amen, come on here. His body, the church, right on down to the toe. And I feel that anointing is just as real now as it was 50 years ago. Amen. We've got to have that anointing again. There's a lot of imitations. Help me here. I said there's a lot of imitations. I don't like imitations. If you do, amen, I ain't going to fall out with you. But if I want mayonnaise, I want real mayonnaise. Come on here. If I want Coca-Cola, don't give me no diet. I want the real thing. When it comes to God and the power of the Spirit of God, when I go to the house of God, I don't want, come on here, I don't want somebody with empty hands laying hands, their empty hands on empty heads, and come on here, amen, and nothing happened. I want the real thing. And when the power of God falls, amen, you know it. We have struck oil. I looked around these altars here last night. Amen. From that corner all the way around here, down to the end, and around the corner, and around there, and in the back. Amen. And I said, praise God, we struck oil. I said, we struck oil. Woo! When I looked and saw that young man right here, amen, speaking in tongues, I said, we struck oil. Hey, 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 hey. How do you know? I see it. I see it all over you. We need this oil for our children. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over. I was raised on a farm. I told y'all that the other night. Papa Waddell had a special cup that's bigger than anybody else's. And when, come on here, when they brought the coffee pot to him, don't fall out with me here, he wanted that cup full to the brim. And when it got full to the brim, he said, pour some more in. And it run out in the saucer. Used to have saucers. Anybody here remember this saucer? Amen. When it, great God, when it run out in the saucer, he said, that's enough. Amen. He'd take that cup out of the saucer. amen, and take that saucer and drink all the coffee that's in the saucer. And then, come on here. I want to tell you, amen, I sense that the Holy Ghost anointing is coming into this tent. Amen, this camp meeting has experienced the Holy Ghost oil. And we need it. We need it for the old folks. We need it for the young folks. We need it for our children. They need to experience. They need their first generation experience. I ain't gonna preach too much longer here. Let me just tell you a story. Amen. When we pastored a church in Mesquite, Texas, years ago, there was a lady in our church. Her name was Opal Puckett. She's a good woman, godly woman. But she told us her life story of being saved. When she got saved, she didn't know anything about God. She didn't know anything about the Bible. She had never heard anybody preach the word. Come on here. But one night she heard, and she got saved. Anybody here get saved? You understand that term? She got saved. She didn't know anything about the Bible. But there was a demonic spirit that would give her nightmares. Help me here. And she'd go to bed at night. And when she'd fall asleep, these hideous green, slimy figures would come into her bedroom. Amen. They'd scream. Are y'all still here? And they'd holler and they'd say, "We're going to get you." Amen. It was a tormenting, oh God, a tormenting nightmare to her. Night after night that would happen. Amen. She got so fearful. Amen. That if they went to the store, her husband's name was Houston Puckett. And when they come back, she was so tormented with this spirit of fear. Amen. That she'd make Houston get out of the car and go in the house, check the bedrooms, check behind the... Are y'all still here? Behind the couch and check underneath the table. Make sure there's nothing in there. And then she'd get out and come in the house. Glory to God. But one night, she was in her bed sleep. And she was reading her Bible. Praise God. And she fell asleep reading the Bible. And it fell open across her chest. And she slept all night long. Praise God. Y'all listen to me. She didn't know any verses that she had memorized. But one night, one of those hideous nightmares came. Those slimy green, amen, creatures come out of the closets and come through the windows and screaming at her. Amen. Oh, help me here. And she woke up and she said, "I heard a voice. And it wasn't coming from my husband. And it wasn't coming from the other room. It wasn't coming from the doorway." She said, "I heard a voice. And it was coming out of my own vocal cords. And the voice said, 'Ye are of God, little children, and are overcome. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.'" Praise God. Woo! And she never been tormented again. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost power will give you victory. Somebody say amen. I told you last night, y'all just give me a few more minutes here. I told you last night about our youngest son that got murdered, killed, shot, died in the state of Florida. We had his body sent home. We had his funeral. People came from all over, were friends of ours, preachers, lay people, friends in the community, all came and gathered for several days. Amen. We finally had the funeral. You understand what I'm getting ready to tell you? Funeral was over. All the friends went home. All our preacher buddies left and went to their respective houses. Help me here. Randy would call his mother every week, sometime twice a week. It's her baby. You listen to me? It's her baby. Amen. And she so looked forward to those phone calls just to have a chance to talk to her baby that was in a foreign land of sin, but it was still her child. Somebody said, bless God, if it's my kid, I'd kick him out. If it's your kid, I would too. But it wasn't yours. It was mine. Hallelujah. And he would call her and talk to mama, sometime for 30 minutes or more. Amen. At a time, she looked so forward to those phone calls. Amen. And after the funeral was over, a few days went by. In the darkness of the night, nobody else there but me and her. Amen. I would wake up and the bed would be shaking. And she'd be weeping and crying. Help me here. Amen. And I'd reach over and touch her. Amen. She said, if he would just call, if I could just hear from him. I said, baby, he won't be calling no more. He's gone. Somebody say amen. That happened week after week until I kind of got somewhat worried about her because she was so distraught that she couldn't hear from Randy. Amen. Are y'all still with me? And every time I'd pat her on the shoulder or the arm and I'd say, baby, amen, he's in God's hands. We can't do anything about it. He's not coming back home, and he's not going to call. Amen. One night, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. One night, amen, I woke up. I'm a light sleeper. Amen. Any little thing wakes me up. Amen. And she's a heavy sleeper. I mean, you. When she goes to sleep, you could move the whole house, and she'd never know it. But I was a light sleeper. And I heard something going on in the other part of the house. And I woke up and I turned over and her side of the bed was empty. Y'all still with me? Praise God. Amen. I didn't turn any lights on. I got out of the bedroom, went down the hall, went in the vestibule. Oh, help me here. And I heard the noise coming from the living room. And I stood in that 4-foot doorway of the living room. And on the other end of that room, she was knelt at the old recliner that we had in the house then. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And she was crying and weeping. And I felt a holy, holy, holy presence come in that room. And I stood there. Amen. And I watched and one hand went up. Praise God. And then I saw another hand get up. Hey, help me here. In just a moment or two, I heard her speaking in a heavenly language. Hey, man, I want to tell you, there are tongues and there are interpretations, but there is the unknown tongue that no man knoweth. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries, and he doesn't speak unto man, but he speaks unto God. Hey, and so the power of God came in that living room that night. Hey, and when she went to speaking in tongues, I said she'd be all right now. Woo! I want to tell you, you can have that anointing. You can have that liberty. You can have that freedom. You can have that power in your own life.
Come to the piano. Do you know we're commanded to anoint
the sick with oil. Anybody believe in anointing with oil? I want to tell you, there's something strange about when God's man pours oil on you. What a change takes place. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to tell you, amen. I saw one here somewhere. Amen. Help me here. Y'all stay with me. That's anointing oil. Amen. That's olive oil. But there's no power and no virtue in that bottle or in the oil. It's in obedience to the word of God that he told us to take. Come on here. The oil and anoint the sick. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up. I don't know about y'all. Hey. I am not Jesus only, nor am I oneness, and not one shred. Come on here. Amen. My head has got a oneness, amen, doctrine in it. I believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they are equal. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Help me here. I still believe in anointing with oil and praying in the name of Jesus. Hey. Somebody said I used to, but I quit because I was afraid somebody think I was apostolic. I want to tell you, amen, we were praying in the name of Jesus, amen, before the oneness ever came around. And I still believe it works. And that anointing resting upon you changes everything. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 45 said, amen, he'd anointed with the oil of gladness. Psalms 141 verse 5 said, this is an excellent oil. There is none like it. There's a lot of imitations, but there's none like this. This is holy oil. Hey, come on here. Y'all believe in what I'm preaching to you tonight? I want to tell you, we've struck oil in my happy Pennsylvania camp meeting. And it's time you and I say, oh God, let the preacher come and let the oil over this tabernacle. Amen. And tell every one of us since that God is in this place. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. If you need your healing, tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Somebody say hallelujah. If you need deliverance, tell him what you want. If you want that glorious anointing and the power of the Spirit, tell him what you want. Somebody said, I don't believe in singing those songs and choruses so many times. Amen. Ah. Jack Cole said the night he got the Holy Ghost. Anybody here? I think some of you are going home. Amen. Jack Cole, the night he got the Holy Ghost, he's down at the altar praying. And they told him to get down and seek for the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's dead like a lot of us have done in your churches. They come to the altar. Amen. The body's there, but their mind's 1,000 miles away. And Jack Cole said, the night I got the Holy Ghost, they sang I'll Fly Away 67 times. He said, and I got in the spirit and I lost count, but the Holy Ghost came on me. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. I want to tell you it's still real. Mahaffey, Pennsylvania. Camp meeting. Get ready. Amen. This oil is going to come from the glory world. This oil does not come from the ground. This oil comes from the glory world. And it is a holy oil. It is an anointing oil. And it breaks the yoke.